The David Lucas Burge Ear Training Library for Musical Excellence. The Perfect Pitch Ear Training Super Course, Masterclass 10.
Wow, we're up to session 10 already. You're doing great. I'm so pleased with each and every musician who completes another session because it does take time and discipline to do these drills. So congratulations for making it this far already. Now I'm going to really lay the work on our solo keyboard players. Here's your assignment. All the same drills we've been doing with our sixes and that we also did with our thirds. Now we're going to do these same drills with the following intervals. You may want to write this down. We're going to do our white seconds, our white fifths, our white fourths, and our white sevenths. This will give you something for your ear to grapple with. We'll do one verification round for each. You know what to do. And again, we're not going to concern ourselves with the differences between major and minor intervals, or perfect fifths versus diminished fifths. That's not part of this particular course. We're just going to play our seconds and fifths and fourths and sevenths on the white keys only and repeat the same drills we've been doing. When you get to your fifths, though, you're going to notice when you get to B and F, it's going to sound a little funny compared to the other fifths. That's fine. This is a fifth, this B and F, but it's a different kind of fifth than all the other fifths you'll be using. But don't worry about that. Just do your fifths on the white tones, and you already know how to do these exercises. So that's your assignment for solo keyboards. Now for solo guitar, I'm going to lay the work on you too for now. You can repeat the very same drill you did with A major and then any tone. Now we're going to do this with B major. Before we had A, we'll do the same thing with B. Then we play any tone, G. We need to pass two verification rounds. See, you need to do two verification rounds because you're already using the so-called black notes. You're using black and white tones as they would appear on the piano. So I want to make sure you're extra competent when you pass these drills. The keyboard people, since they're just using the white tones at this point, they only have to do one verification round, whereas you guitarists need to do two because you're using all the chromatic tones. Remember, each group is going at its own correct pace, all moving together at the same time. So take your time with this drill. Don't rush this training. I've given you quite a large homework assignment this time, and I expect that you're going to take a while to finish all this. So take all the time you need. You can do it easily because you've already done this with the A major chord. So you can certainly do it with the B major chord. It's just going to take you a little bit of listening, that's all. This is one of our secrets in perfect pitch ear training. We end up listening to the tones many, many times in many, many different ways. We take so many angles. And even though at this point you're doing it mostly by relative pitch, we're still listening very carefully. We take our time and we're fully with the tones. We stay in the present moment with our drills. It's just us and the drills and the notes. We nurture the tones as we're working with them. We don't just do them blindly. And then we'll find that the ear just naturally opens. Don't you feel an opening happening already? We're preparing for our shift to this absolute pitch color discrimination. Just keep on listening. Now for our ear training meditation, we'll add the tone A to our collection. That's F sharp for the guitarists. And our team players will add these very same tones to their collections. And we'll also add one more feature to our team practice. We'll do melodic and harmonic triples at this time. G, C, D. You can play them in any order, and then we'll play them harmonically. G, A, E. If you're a single tone instrumentalist, you can skip the harmonic examples and you can just focus on the melodic triples. So we play three tones. They can be ascending, descending, or mixed up, whatever. But we play them melodically. Then we work with harmonic chords of three tones. They can be together or more separated. Take your time with these chords. I call this aural chord analysis, when you have to get inside a chord to identify each tone. This drill, this aural chord analysis, is incredible because first you have to unlock the sound by ear. You have to hear each tone discreetly. And then once you can hear each tone, you have to identify B, E, A. When your ear is prepared, as we've been doing with all these drills, then this aural chord analysis is a very powerful technique to stabilize perfect pitch. But you can't just recommend this drill to a friend. The ear has to be prepared properly. And this you're doing already. We've already done. So you can continue with your singles and doubles, and now you can also play with your triples. And when you've passed all your verification rounds, I'll see everyone next time.
Question-answer session.
Were you born with perfect pitch?
Well, actually, I'm a different kind of a case, I think. What happened was, when I was in ninth grade, I had never heard about perfect pitch all of my life, and somebody told me that a particular girl in our school had perfect pitch. And that sounded extremely interesting, so I said, well, what does that mean? And I was told that whatever tone you played, she could just hear it and instantly know what that pitch was. And I thought about it a little while, and I thought, that sounds impossible, because how in the world would you be able to hear a note and be able to place it? Because what's the difference from one note to the next? Unless you see it, how would you know, you know, if it was higher or lower? It just seemed impossible to me. So I went up to her and I said, do you have this ability of perfect pitch? And she said, yes. And so she allowed me to play some notes for her, and every note that I played, she just immediately knew what it was. I was just flabbergasted. And then I said, well, sing this note and sing that note, and she just sang them all. And I said to her, well, how do you do that? And she said, she didn't really know. And I said, well, you know, how did you get it? And she said, she didn't really know. And see, this is what everybody says who has perfect pitch from a young age. They don't really understand the ability themselves. All they can say is, I don't know. I just know that it sounds like an A or it sounds like a D. They don't really know. They don't think in terms of color, see? We talk about color on this course, but if you've always had it all your life, you don't think in terms of color. You just think in terms that the D sounds like a D and an F sharp sounds like an F sharp. Some of these people who come to the seminar, they have to sort of sit through the whole thing before they're finally comfortable that what they're experiencing is what we have been talking about, because they're not used to thinking about it in these terms. But anyway, I tested her, and she could do it very well, and I just could not understand how she could do it. But I had to get to the bottom of this mystery, so I went home, and I tried to see if I could guess all the tones. And I had somebody play notes for me and all this, and I would try to estimate how high the note was and how low the note was, and I found that I just couldn't do it. How would you judge if something is high as A or as high as B flat? How would you do it? Well, anyway, I finally gave up. I realized that I couldn't figure it out. And as soon as I gave up, that's when the realization came. See, this is an important point. As soon as you stop using the effort, then that's when the colors become clear. It's not an intellectual thing. As soon as I stopped about it intellectually, then my perception took over. And I realized that all the different tones have different color sounds. And then I could hear them very easily. And as a matter of fact, I realized that I had always heard these color sounds. I can remember when I was very young, just having started the piano, and I got my first piece in G major, and I played that F sharp. And I said, I have to have my piano tuner come in and tune it, because it's kind of twangy. And I'd noticed that the flats sounded a little differently than the white notes, and the C sounded different from the G, but I never really thought about it. I can remember when I would have the tuner come in, and he would tune everything, I expected all the tones to sound the same. Because if they're tuned, there shouldn't be any difference. But I noticed that every time the tuner came, all the notes sounded even more different. The F sharp sounded twangy, the E flat sounded mellow, and the G sounded a different way, and the C sharp sounded a different way. And I just never could understand why all the notes sounded even more different after the piano was tuned. Well, anyway, as soon as I stopped trying to intellectually think about all this, and then I heard these colors, I just realized exactly what this ability of perfect pitch was. And then I understood that it's something that everybody has, because I went up to a friend of mine and I said, come on, you can do this. Don't you hear that this sounds twangy and this sounds mellow and this one sounds this way up here and this one sounds this way over here? And she said, yes, she thought she could hear that, but she wasn't convinced that it was really perfect pitch. Well, within 2 weeks, she could name every tone, and she had fully developed perfect pitch. She was just very ripe for it. So that's the way it worked. I realized that any musician, and after doing all these seminars and having the experiences of just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of musicians, we have seen that every musician has this ability of perfect pitch. It's just that it is a delicate thing, and if you don't really think about listening for these things, then it's just something you would never pick up. But everybody has this ability in their ear. And if we apply the exercises and just don't force and we're practicing correctly, then it just becomes unfolded day by day very easily.